اعضای محترم با
Afghan MPs were about to begin their meeting when the bombs went off outside the parliament building. It was a very important day for lawmakers because the second vice president was there to announce a nominee for the Ministry of Defense. Local news channels were giving a live coverage of the event when the parliament ground turned into a battlefield. A group of militants armed with grenades and assault rifles shot their way inside the parliament. One attacker blew up his car at the main gate, and others engaged in gunfire with Afghan forces.
The main target of the attackers were the MPs, but luckily no one inside the parliament has been killed or wounded. The terrorists were holed up in the building and firing at our forces.
Afghan forces surrounded the building and the siege ended. All the attackers were gunned down. Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for the attack as part of their summer offensive. Afghan soldiers were very happy as they could prevent heavy casualties.
I was on the rooftop when a huge car bomb happened. I took position and saw several Taliban stepping inside the parliament one by one. I aimed my gun at them and shot them all.
The area is a very strategic place. Several government buildings are located near the parliament, which are considered prime targets for the militants. High-profile targets have also been previously attacked by terrorist groups here in Kabul. The attacks show that Kabul is still not a safe place, and the Taliban remain a big force in the city. The attacks also test the military skills of Afghan security forces, who are now fully in charge of the country's security. Faiz Rashid, Press TV, Kabul.